This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله الله سبحانه وتعالى has prepared jannah. The word jannah in the Arabic language, jim, noon, and noon, is something that's hidden. Like, for example, you say, janin is a fetus, which is hidden. And everyone knows about the jinn, that they're unseen. In the Arabic language, you have jannah. Jannah, of course, is unseen, but what's the origin of the word? Because you have bustan, you have hadiqa, you have different words for gardens. But what's the difference between a garden that is jannah and a garden that is a bustan or hadiqa, for example? Jannah, as I mentioned, is something that's hidden. Jannah is a paradise or a garden, I'm talking about linguistically, a garden that is so full of trees that if you were outside, you wouldn't be able to see that which is inside. You wouldn't be able to see that which is inside because it's because of the luscious greenery in the trees, so much. It's not just the vegetable garden that you're getting in Jannah, inshallah. It's full of trees and greenery. And whatever you imagine, it's a lot better than that. It's much more greater than that. Whatever is about the hellfire, however you may imagine it to be, it will be worse than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares Jannah. He says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ, the example, that of Jannah, الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, that which the believers, those have taqwa, those who are pious and conscious of Allah, that which is prepared for them, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, rivers will be flowing from under this luscious garden, this Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ, there's always, the fruits never run out. The food, that which you eat from it, never runs out. And also, وَذِلُّهَا, and the shade in what you take under it, is always there and comfortable. تِلْكَ عُقْبَ الَّذِينَ نِتَّقَوْا, تِلْكَ عُقْبَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, that's the end result. That's the end of those who have taqwa. Meaning those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the reward that is continuous and forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you drinks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, the Jannah that has been given to the Muttaqun, and Allah says, Mathulul Jannah. Like, this is the parable, an example. You really can't understand it. These words that we mention, No matter how you may think about it, it is so much greater than that. The only thing that we share is the actual word. That's the only thing that you share. As for the true characteristics of what is mentioned, it is only for us to understand. As for exactly how it is, it's greater than that. Now, I'll give you an example. Nowadays, how language changes and it's so greater, the usage of it is still the same, but it means so much greater and so much better. It's so much better. Like, for example, if I were to tell you, call your mother. Would you be able to call your mother right now if your mother's still alive, even if she was in another country or another continent? Would you be able to call her? For us, we would be able to call her right away because we have our phones with us, that we can call someone across the globe on the other side of the world, and we can speak to them as if they're right in front of us. And so we use the word call to use a device to communicate. That's something that 200 years ago, or even 100 years ago, if I were to tell someone, go call your mother, and your mother is somewhere far away on the other side of the world, how would you call her? You use the same calling, but no one in their right mind in our time, if I tell them, go call your mother, would go take a flight and call their mother. Because there's so much, the word call is still the same. But it's nothing like the call of 100 years ago. It's nothing like the calling of 100 years ago. Like right away, it's so amazing with the technology that we have, and that's this world. So anytime you hear about the trees of paradise, the only thing that will be the same is the name. As Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned, when you hear about the rivers and the drinks and the enjoyments, the only thing that's going to be the same is the name, because whatever it is that's being described, that which is in Jannah is so much greater. So much greater. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ. There will be rivers, min ma'in ghayri asin, wa naharun min laban, from the rivers of which, the rivers of pure, rivers that are pure, and they are rivers of milk, lam yataghayyar ta'muhu. You know, milk, it sours. When you leave it outside for a long time, and it spoils. Milk that does not spoil. And وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ خَمْرٍ. And also rivers of khamr, wine. And of course, wine that does not intoxicate. لَذَّةٍ لِشَارِبِينَ. That will be pleasant, delicious for those who drink. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers with pure, unadulterated honey. It's pure honey. You know, nowadays you have honey, you think all that honey is real? For those who have been, I did a little bit of research on the honey, and the majority of the honey we find out there is fake. It's not even real. But the honey in paradise will be much greater than that even, of course, as I mentioned before, that the name honey is only in its name, the sweetness of it will be so much greater. But Allah even describes this as being pure honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And they will have of every fruits. But they will also have what? وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. They will have the blessing of the forgiveness of their Lord. The forgiveness of their Lord. All of us, we make mistakes. Those who enter Jannah are the ones who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are quick in repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are sincere in your repentance, inshaAllah, Allah will accept it. And inshaAllah, Allah will enter your Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah mentions first, go, quick, hurry, hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord. And then he says, وَجَنَّةٌ. Then he combined it with what? وَجَنَّةٌ and paradise. عَرْضُهَا عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The width of which is the width of the heavens and the earth. عُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for the muttaqoon. So it is the forgiveness of Allah. If you want Jannah, then continue to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because that's our salvation. The Christians, they say, just believe in Jesus, that He's your Savior. And there are people who do this and that, and they go all, they party and do all that which is not permissible. And they still think that they're going to be saved, no matter what they do. But for us, it's the forgiveness of Allah. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and you are quick in doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. And when you do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, قال الله عز وجل, and this is a hadith of Abi Huraira, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa says, remember we said Jannah, something you can't see. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. I have prepared for my pious servants مَا لَا عَيْنُ رَعَتْ, in which there's no eye has ever set. Meaning no one has set their eyes on Jannah. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has ever heard. That's why even the sound of Jannah is amazing. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And then the Prophet ﷺ, and then Allah subhanahu says in the hadith Qudsi, وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no one has even had any imagination of it in their hearts whatsoever. No one ever thought about it. No one ever even imagined such beauty and such greatness. And مِصْدَاقُ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And then, of course, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. And no soul will know that which has been hidden for them of min qurrati a'yun, all of the things that will make your eyes pleased. You know, that will bring coolness to your eyes. You know, when you look at something and it gives you peace and tranquility and happiness. Qurrati a'yun is when someone is, you know, when you're traveling, the scholars have mentioned this qurrat ayn, the calmness of the eyes and the coolness of the eyes, because a traveler in the desert, when they're traveling in the heat, in the wind, in the sandstorms, and the thing that really feels irritated and hot are your eyes, because they have to be open for you to see. And they're open all the time. You can't cover up your eyes. So your eyes are exposed to the heat, the sand, and everything around you. And then when you come home, the first thing that you see is your family. And it brings you coolness. And your eyes begin to cool down, because after a long trip, you come back home. That sense of being at home, at peace, being with your family,
That's qurrata ayn, qurrata ayun, that your eyes are in a state of calmness, meaning this is a figure of speech that means that you're in a state of peace and tranquility and happiness. Because you're again with your loved ones. Just like in Jannah, you will be gathered with those whom you love also. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. A reward, recompense for that which they used to do. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the scholars have mentioned here, this verse in Surah As-Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before it says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They leave their beds. They leave their beds. And they stand up in prayer, supplicating to their Lord with hope and fear. Hope in the Jannah of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah, and fear of the mercy, fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hellfire. Fear of punishment and hellfire. They're supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of hope and fear. When are they doing this? When are they doing this? وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. And pray at night time while others are asleep. You will enter paradise with peace. So the scholars have mentioned, just like in this life, they used to hide their good deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid for them Jannah, that He will give to them in the hereafter. They used to hide their good deeds because the most sincere are the ones who do good deeds when others are asleep or when others don't know. They hide their good deeds just like the hypocrites try to show their good deeds, try to show off. But a Muslim, a believer, tries to increase his or her actions when others are not looking, because that's sincerity. And because they hid their good deeds so others wouldn't be able to see, Allah has in store for them. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ, that which has been hidden for them. Now, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them of قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ, that which gives them peace and tranquility and happiness that's unimaginable because of what they used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this world, and you have some people who are very wealthy, they have big houses, they have a lot of property, and so forth. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed, the place in Jannah that a whip, you know, a person's whip falls on him, that amount of land or that amount of Jannah that a whip lands upon, the size of that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, better than the dunya and everything that's in it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then continued, وَقْرَأُوا إِن شِئْتُمْ, and you can recite if you want in the hadith, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ, whosoever has been saved from the hellfire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and enters Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ, surely that person has achieved true success. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, a caller will call, إِنَّ لَكُمْ, I mean, these are the, will make an announcement. So there's this announcement for the people of Jannah. What are you going to get? The announcement in Jannah. Now the people are in Jannah. They're going to be told now, what is it that you're getting? And so the caller will make the announcement, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَسِحُّ فَلَا تَسْقَمُ أَبَدًا. Indeed, you will be healthy and never become sick again. So sometimes, you know, a person when they fall sick, you're tired, you feel terrible, your body is in pain, aches, you have problems breathing sometimes. It's a terrible feeling. And it happens to all of us once in a while. But in Jannah, the announcement will be made that you will no longer become sick. You will be forever healthy and strong. You'll be forever healthy. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيَوْا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. And surely you will live and never die ever. And for those who are afraid and see that their hair is turning gray, the wrinkles under your eyes are becoming more apparent, both the men and the women. But in Jannah, an announcement will be made, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَحْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. Indeed, you will be young, and you will never grow old, ever. And you will just enjoy. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. You will just enjoy. You will never go through any hardships and difficulties again. And فَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَأَنُّودُ أَنْ تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And it will be announced, this is the Jannah that you have inherited because of what you used to do. This is just the beginning. We're just speaking a little bit about it only. Just a few verses here and there. The Quran is full of it. Full of verses about Jannah. Full of verses about the hellfire. Read and reflect upon those things, because these are verses that give us hope when you're sick. Verses that give us hope when you feel sad, because you will never feel sad again in Jannah. Verses that when you're stressful, you recite it, they give you a sense of relief that you work for, inshallah, you try your best now to work for that which is forever. Because what are the things that are stressing us out? We want a better car. You want a bigger house. You may become sick. You have problems with your relatives, maybe your spouse and your wife. In Jannah, there's no more problems with your family. And with your wife, there's no more hatred and enmity and jealousy and any of that. It is true retirement. That's why I'll end it first khutbah with this. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah used to work very hard, of course. He used to spend his time learning the hadith and the Quran and teaching it to others, spending his time in the worship of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and in prayer and fasting. And his son Abdullah saw him that he was non-stop. Like it was like non-stop. It seems like he never rested. And he said, Father, when are you going to rest? He said, Father, when are you going to rest? He said, when I take that first step into Jannah, inshallah, son. That's retirement, right? That's what we want. Don't work for the retirement of the dunya. You might not even get there. Forget about your social security. Okay. Work about the security in the hereafter that will give you eternal happiness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us the highest love in paradise. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Jannah has 8 doors. There are doors for those who fast, doors for those who pray. And we're not talking about, you know, praying like and fasting, just a regular fast and prayer, no. Because there are some people who, of course, you do all that which is mandatory, but there are some people who love to fast. It's easier for them to fast. And Allah has opened that up for them. If Allah opens that up for them, fast is, if Allah has opened up that for you, then fast. And there are some people who give sadaqah and charity and they're helpful. And there are some people who stand up in prayer all the time. Whatever Allah has opened up for you, Jannah has 8 doors. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that zeal to do a certain good deed, then do of it as much as you're able to do. Sometimes a person may not fast and pray as much, but you can see that that person, yes, they go to work, but they're very helpful. And whatever money they have, you'll see that they always spend it in the path of Allah. And then there are other people who maybe you can see them maybe in their ibadah, not so much, but they're so good in their character. So good in their character and being helpful to others also. And then there are other people who are, when it comes to teaching and seeking knowledge, that's theirs. And recitation of the Qur'an. Whatever Allah has opened up for you, of course you do as much of the good deeds that you can. But if Allah opens up for you, makes it easy for do certain actions, then do of it as much as you can. Inshallah, you enter through one of these doors, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you, maybe all the doors of paradise will be open for you also. And all of us can have all the doors of paradise be open for us also, inshallah. Do you know how? Every single day you have the opportunity, multiple times. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِنْكُم مِّنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّعُ. There's not a single person amongst you that makes you wudu. فَيُبَالِغُ أَوْ يُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوء. Then he exaggerates or he perfects his wudu. That's the key there. Because wudu is an act of worship. And some of us are very quick and don't do them properly. But listen to this hadith. And he perfects his wudu. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. Then he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. And then he says, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So you say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ. All 8 doors of Jannah will be open for him and he can enter from whichever door he likes. So don't belittle that wudu that you make every single day. And of course, if somebody's making wudu, what are they doing? Make wudu, they're going to be praying. And so if you are careful with your wudu, then of course you're going to also take care of your prayers. And you're also going to be focused in your prayers. But that's the beginning. All the doors of paradise will be opened for you. And you can enter from whichever door that you like. So the next time you're in front of the sink, start with Bismillah. And perfect your wudu. And do you know what perfecting wudu means? It means you also have to know how to do it correctly, the way that the Prophet ﷺ taught us.
And that's why some of us, we have making wudu the same way. We never even learned what the sunnah is and how to perfect it. We take it for granted. Oh, I learned that already when I was a kid. And then you watch people make wudu, and there's so many people who don't know what the perfection of wudu is. So it starts with the perfection of wudu. And then you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Then the doors of paradise, inshallah, will be open for you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter all of us the highest level in paradise and to open all the doors of paradise for us and our families. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ghafir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اعداءك اعداء الدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما واقم الصلاه